You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
House Democrats are meeting behind closed doors. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, discussing President Biden and worries about his mental ability.
It's top secret. Members aren't allowed to have their cell phones in there to prevent any leaks, as we've seen in the past few days. Lots of leaks when members start texting the press. So they're trying to avoid that and allow a safe space for members to speak. We're not even sure if the president is going to call in.
Fox's Aisha Hosni outside that Washington meeting. Some have called for President Biden to stop running for re-election, which he is refusing to do. Adamant he'll stay in the race. Senate Democrats will hold their own meeting later. Former President Trump tells Fox he believes Vice President Harris will ultimately be his November opponent.
I think they are very concerned about the vote if it's not her. They are they're gun shy. They don't want to do it any other way.
There will be a Trump rally tonight in Doral, Florida, while President Biden gathers with U.S. allies at a NATO summit that starts today. Thursday, it'll be under the most scrutiny, answering questions at a solo news conference. As for the meeting itself, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says,
the summit will deepen our extraordinary transatlantic bond and strengthen our shared security.
With a big focus on helping Ukraine even more fend off Russia's invasion, as the number of Ukrainians killed in a Russian missile barrage yesterday on five cities rises to 42. It's going to be a very hot day for Hurricane Beryl victims in Texas, where there are still more than 2 million power outages, meaning a lot of people have no air conditioning.
Here in Galveston, it's supposed to feel like 103 degrees today.
Fox Weather's Katie Burns says crews have a lot of work to do with a lot of power lines down.
Officials warn it'll take a few days to get power fully back. We've got businesses closed here, traffic lights out. Some homes are missing roofs, and at least one is completely destroyed. Its walls ripped off from a likely tornado.
Beryl is a tropical depression now and could cause more flooding as it keeps moving toward the Great Lakes. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, summer's here and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference, all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with The Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily feed.
Hi, I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When many servicemen and women return home, they carry with them the invisible wounds of war. But thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides specially trained service dogs free of charge to veterans in need. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Welcome, Moon Griffon Show. Terrific Tuesday. Thanks for being part of the program. I hope you folks are enjoying your summer. Coming off of 4th of July weekend, hope you had a great time. All right, 844-766-6607. Of course, that's my good friends at Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, MatthewJames.com. Check him out, John Blanchett and the gang, already always willing to help you in these uncertain times and to take care of your money. All righty, without further ado, Representative Gabe Furman joins me, Chairman of the Insurance Commission Committee. Gabe, how you doing?
Doing good, Moon. Good to be with you. We've been home for about a month now, and it's been nice.
Hey, you were there for about 5 months, so I get the picture. All right, Gabe, the big concern, and I'm sure you're getting calls and you run into people, especially being chairman of insurance, and people want to say, well, Gabe, my prices aren't going down yet. Matter of fact, you're probably hearing people that say they can't afford it much more. So there's got to be some solutions, got to be some things you guys are working on. But am I wrong by telling you that that's probably what you're hearing from a lot of people?
Oh, that is absolutely what I'm hearing. And in fact, Moon, that's the number one issue, not only in my district, but across the state, the homeowners and automobile insurance. And, you know, I think when it comes to property, to homeowners insurance, we really hit a grand slam with what we were able to accomplish in the legislature. Now, look, still no guarantees that rates are going to go down immediately, but I'm absolutely certain that what we did on the property side is going to make us more attractive to companies who are looking at writing business in Louisiana. But we do have work to do still.
Well, let me go back to the property just for a second, Gabe. When you say you did some work, y'all know for a fact if
companies who are already here who are looking to expand their book of business, and I think maybe more importantly, conversations with reinsurance companies really begin to see some positive developments in property insurance.
Yeah, do y'all ever take, and you know, you've been a legislator for a little while, but do y'all ever take the time, and because I'm curious, to go look at what's happening in Texas, which has hurricanes, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama. You go see what they're doing to see if they're doing something a lot different than we are that can get rates affordable for people?
We have, especially on the property side. In fact, I think that's why we were so successful with the property reforms, and I hope to duplicate on that on the automobile insurance side of things. And so some of the first things we did with property insurance was identify where we're an outlier. For example, the three-year rule. We had this antiquated law in place that would prevent companies from dropping anyone who'd been with the insurance company for 3 years or more. And that sounds good on the face of things, but what we discovered is that prevented companies from managing their risk. And the only way they could properly manage their risk was to raise rates. And so it really was harming customers. So I had a bill that repealed that. Senator Talbot's Fair Claims Bill, Senate Bill 323, did the same thing. We looked at how that bill, at how our laws dealing with handling claims compared to how other states do it, and we tried to duplicate for the most part what they did.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah.
Like that, and Moon, that's why we have scheduled a joint committee meeting with four committees: House Insurance, Senate Insurance, House Civil Law, and Senate Judiciary A. So those four committees are going to meet Thursday morning to begin to really take a laser focus on automobile insurance. And look, that's one of the things that I have started asking industry, the trial bar, everyone who wants to come testify. You know, that's one of the challenges we've given is we need to identify where we're an outlier, where we do things differently. Let's look at Mississippi and Arkansas and Tennessee and South Carolina. Let's look at these states who are doing a better job than us and see if we can't duplicate that.
Yeah, I just wonder, you know, what's taking so long to get everybody to the table. I've always think the trial lawyers, they just don't give in to anything. Seems like any bill y'all pass that's a watered-down version or something, they don't even want that. And so I feel like they have to come to the table and decide that, you know what, we just can't keep suing our way to prosperity because the rest of the state is hurting. It seems like when the trial lawyers win, And insurance companies got to come too. But when trial lawyers win, it looks like the whole state loses. People are leaving. People are moving out. People can't afford insurance anymore. That's why I'm saying it that way. Seems like when they win, we lose. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's the way I look at it.
No, look, I don't disagree with you, but I think to pass significant reforms, we're going to have collaboration and cooperation from everyone. I mean, look, so often when we start talking about legal reform, it turns into a he said, she said between insurance companies and trial lawyers, and that is not productive. So what we hope to accomplish with this ambulance services, I mean, you know, this the tentacles of this problem go in a lot of different directions, and we need everyone to come to the table and to talk about real solutions. And I mean, nobody has ever accused me of being best friends with the trial lawyers, but look, insurance companies need to be held accountable too. And when people are injured and need representation, you know, sometimes they're going to need attorneys to get involved. So we need everyone to come to the table and be serious about getting something done. The focus has to be on the people, on the loggers and the truckers. And
there's been instances where the insurance companies have not done their job. It's no doubt about it. But I think there's a problem. You know, I'm watching TV, and every trial lawyer that's advertising pounds the insurance companies. I mean, you're not making friends pounding the insurance companies. I'm just telling you, not. And I'm afraid that a lot of these insurance companies, if I was a CEO and I came in here and I wanted to move to Louisiana and do business, and I sat down at night and watched the news, I'd probably get up and leave that day, because you can't have people pounding one side. And it's only one side pounding them. It's the trial lawyers pounding them. I'm not asking you to take sides. I think you got to work with, you got to work with both sides. But something has to be done, because, man, it's ridiculous. If I'm an insurance company, I don't come here. And I want them to come here. Don't get me wrong. But when I look at what they're getting pounded every day, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, Muna, going into session, we had a conference call with a CEO of a Fortune 500 insurance company who does business in every state except Louisiana. Okay. Every state. Okay. And talking with him, he actually cited bill numbers going back 10 years and as part of the reason they're not willing to do business in Louisiana. So these insurance companies absolutely pay attention to the legal environment. They absolutely watch what the legislature is doing. So, again, for me, it all comes down to, let's think about our constituents, and really, hey, I don't care at the end of the day if the insurance companies are happy or the trial lawyers are happy. We've got to have a thriving economy. We've got to have small businesses that can compete. And right now, we're at a disadvantage when it comes to the economy. And so we've got to fix that.
Let me take a quick break. I'm going to hold you just one more quick segment. Gabe Furman, nice enough to come on. He is chairman of the insurance committee on the House side, trying to look into how we can change the direction of the state when it comes to insurance. Take a break, come back, and wrap up with him. You're listening to the Moon Graffon Show. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337 337- 866-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick...
...is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
This is Moon Griffon. If you're a business owner, I'd love for you to advertise on the Moon Griffon Show. The statewide network reaches so many people each day. I've lost count. We're running a summer ad special, so now is the time to get in on the offer. Go to moongriffon.com and click on advertise. That's moongriffon.com and click on advertise. Fill out the form and someone will get back to you within a few hours. moongriffon.com, click on advertise. And I'll see your business on the Moon Griffon Show. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a day. Great day to have with you. I appreciate you joining us. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Representative Gabe Furman, nice enough to join us today, talking about the biggest issue, one of the biggest issue, if not the biggest issue in the state. And that, of course, is dealing with insurance, the cost of insurance, and when is this thing going to get better? I mean, all that stuff matters to real people. Gabe, you a real quick question. I know you said you talked to a company, and I know you talked to, just because I know the company is not right here, but what did they tell you specifically, or did they get specific on why they won't come here? Or did they tell you how they could come here? How did that go?
So that specific conversation, Moon, the gentleman just, you know, quite frankly said it's the unpredictability of the legal environment that, especially the, you know, this company insured primarily commercial policies, and well, we've seen a tremendous growth in the number of nuclear verdicts. That's verdicts, settlements over $10 million. You can't model for that. You can't predict for that kind of impact on your profit and loss statement. So it's those nuclear verdicts and the unpredictability of the legal system that really is preventing companies, especially on the commercial side, from wanting to do business in Louisiana. So, you know, that's one of the things. We know we're an outlier, and we want to look at what other states are doing and how they're handling that issue, and let's do it. And that's part of what we hope to accomplish coming out of our meeting Thursday. And look, this is just going to be the first of many meetings to be held. So look, I'm optimistic that we're going to convince everyone to come to the table and start looking for real solutions.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. The other thing that I would, and I'm not going to advise you, but one of the things I would consider is we need some fast track stuff. I think a lot of times we get into this step in the right direction, and you know I hate that, but I hate it for a reason. We never take the big steps to get to where we need to get to. And I think what we're competing against in some of these states, Gabe, if we don't do something really big and something, we're not going to move the needle at all. I mean, it sounds good to say, hey, we got this package. It's going to work. We'll see what happens. But some of this stuff has to start moving a little bit faster. My opinion only, but I watch these other states that are so far ahead of us, and I just don't think between you and me that we're going to ever get there with just barely moving it down the road. I just don't.
No,
so that, you see what I'm saying? I know you can say, Moon, everything takes time. Well, guess what? It took a lot of time to get in the position we're in. But if it's going to take that much time to get out of it, we'll never catch up. And that's what bothers me about people when they talk about stepping the right direction, we made a right. None of that matters to me anymore. It's like, show me. So I think what y'all doing is commendable. I think bringing everybody in is how to do it. But you got to have some kind of resolve where we can get some stuff done. You know, everybody may have to take a lick.
Yeah. No, and Moon, look, don't get me wrong. the purpose of this meeting is, in future meetings, is just not to talk about things. This is going to translate into action, and we've got to. I had a conversation with one of my constituents who owns a construction company yesterday, and we were talking about this very issue. She needs to buy two new trucks, and she could put two more drivers to work, making $60,000 or $70,000 a year. She can't go buy the trucks because she can't afford the insurance. So, look, two jobs doesn't seem like a whole lot, but in Grant Parish, where I live, two jobs paying $60,000 a year can support two families. And look, and that is, you multiply that by, you know, thousands of people in that same situation across the state, and you see why we've got people moving to Texas and Tennessee. So, look, I can tell you I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure this translates into real solutions. And, no, we've got to act with urgency. I'd like to see a special session, personally, just to deal with insurance. And I think maybe that's part of why we got bogged down in session on some of the auto reforms is, the property reforms kind of sucked a lot of air out of the room and became a big part of the focus. But I think with these joint meetings and perhaps with a special session, this is an opportunity to really take a deep dive into the auto crisis and get something done.
Oh, no doubt about it. Like I said, I think y'all doing the right thing, but can you get to the finish line by saying, here's what we're going to do, everybody's on board? Because I really believe that until people see a break, and maybe it's just a break on the increase, because the increases are coming bigger and bigger. If people don't get a break, I think we'll lose, because people understand what's coming out of their pocket. And you talk about them two businesses, that's the United States of America. Somebody wanting to expand their business with two employees mean they're going to build their business and make it grow. That's important jobs to anybody's business out there. So they're just as important as anything I would do or anything somebody else would do.
Yeah. No, we know that we're the least affordable state in the nation for insurance. More of our paycheck goes to insurance than anywhere else in the United States. And that immediately puts us at a huge disadvantage. And you know what? You throw onto that our problems with education and the economy and all these other challenges we've got. And, you know, folks don't have much incentive to stay here. So, look, this is the number one issue. We've got to get a handle on it. And, again, I think, look, Speaker DeVilliers has made it clear that this is his number one priority. Commissioner Temple is doing a great job, and I think I've had conversations with Governor Landry, and I know he's committed to finding solutions.
Yeah. All right, Gabe. God bless you. Best of luck. The state is needing it. We need it, but we need it yesterday. Thank you, bud. We got to go. We'll be
Thank
right
you,
back.
Man.
All right. Our friends at Shoemaker Homes have done it again. They just released the one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Schumacher Homes that features four beds and two and a half beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You ever dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com.
With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call ADAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, ADAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year parts and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
This hour of the Moon Graffone Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffone Show. What a day. Great day to be with you. 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. By the way, I appreciate Gabe Farmer. Gabe's one of the guys, I think, very sincere, wants to get something happen. I think Philip DeVilliers is the same way. I think you got people in the House that are very sincere about trying to change this, getting everybody together. We got to do something about insurance in this state. Other states have problems, but not like us. Of course, other states have economies, but not like us. And so it is important. I hate the word step in the right direction because I never see the second step. I'm not just I say that everybody's, I know you don't like step in the right direction. Everywhere I go, I know you don't like. No, because in Louisiana, it means nothing. Step in the right direction. It's real good. Well, what about the second step and the third step and the fourth step? And how many steps do we got to take in the right direction to get there? You heard people come on. I think it was Digger Earl when he came on. He was nice enough to come on, trial lawyer. And I know Digger and I know David. And they were nice enough to come on. He said, there have been 250 tort reform laws passed since 1922 or whatever it was. And I laughed because you could do 250 baby steps to catch up with somebody in the car doing 90 miles an hour, and you can brag about the 250 steps as long as we don't see what the other states are doing. And to get trial lawyers in to negotiate, they're going to talk to you like a lawyer. Well, we're not doing that. If you do this, you do. I mean, they're going to come up with an angle, and I think they're going to be the problem. They may not. Maybe the insurance companies be the problem. The problem is we got the politicians and the insurance companies and the trial lawyers talking about you and me and how we going to pay for our insurance. They got to bring in some of these businesses that are dependent, you people in the trucking business and people that have trucks in general that they're not in a, quote, trucking business. Like I just saw a truck pass in front of the studio here. It was a garbage truck. But you'd say, well, they're not in the trucking business. They're in the garbage business. Well, they're in the trucking business because they got to have these gigantic trucks to come get your trash in mine. I mean, you got people in the concrete business. They got to have trucks. You got people in the oil and gas industry. They got to have trucks. Construction business, got to have trucks. Plumbing business, electrical business. I mean, go on and on. And these companies are all hurting. Step in the right direction ain't helping them. What they're doing is they're taking big steps to move to other states because I hear it over and over again. They just can't afford the insurance. And look, part of the insurance increase is because the federal government won't quit printing money, which is causing inflation. They run the price up on everything. So when me and you pay for something, it's going to cost us a lot more to pay for something now. It's just sad, but somebody asked me, is the meeting on insurance an open meeting? I'm going to say yes. Because what they do in the legislature has got to be all open meetings. Now, they could do a Republican caucus meeting, you can't come. But if they got a meeting with representatives that you and me pay, all these meetings should be open. Every one of them legally, constitutionally ought to be open meetings. They're doing our business. They're making money off of us. They're being paid off of us. So everything's an open meeting. When you start talking about representatives and senators getting together to talk about something like that. I'm taking it they're going to bring some people in. The problem is, folks, let me say it again, and I mean this, the talking's over. In the state of Louisiana, the talking's over. If all we're going to do is talk about it, it's over. We don't have a chance. We need doers. We need leaders that are going to do and do what's right. The talking's over. I've been doing this for 31 years almost next month. Okay? I've done almost 8,000 programs. I talk a lot. I talk for a living. Guess what? Talking don't get us there. It's doing. It's forcing people to do the right thing. And I personally believe that when I'll say it again, I'll say it loud and proud because it's what I saw on TV last night as I was watching a little too. I didn't watch much, but a little bit that I did watch. I watched something around the news. Well, I say news, but it's really weather. The hell with the news. It's all about weather. That's where we got to convince people that, man, it's doing this to ourselves. But when they go to them commercial breaks, it looks like, I might be wrong, and it looks like 50 to 80% of the ads are trial lawyers. And you can bet if they're talking about bashing insurance companies. So you're getting bashed every day, and they're spending millions and millions of dollars to bash you every day. How do you go sit down in a meeting to go negotiate something? You know, he mentioned there's an insurance company that they met with that doesn't do business here. And the only one that I know that does business everywhere that doesn't do one here is Nationwide is on your side. We see that commercial in Louisiana where it ought to say Nationwide is on your side, except in Louisiana. That's what it ought to say, except in Louisiana. Nationwide is on your side. Oh, yeah, I can see them doing that commercial. And then we talk to them about the company, and the company's not coming here because of the legal problems, the legal situation. Folks, you can't let insurance companies not be able to make a profit. I'm talking about all the hurricanes and all that stuff that you want to. That's not everyday stuff. But it does happen. It happened before we got here. It's going to happen when all of us are gone. We ain't going to stop it, and we can't control it. And we never have, and we never will. And I don't care how many electric cars you buy. I don't care how much. I don't care if we're all starving to death, having to eat lab-grown meat. That's just you're never going to affect the weather. Ever, 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 ever. Our coast would be fine if we didn't divert the Mississippi River over the last 100 and something years. We'd have land everywhere. But we did. So we paid. It is man-made. We diverted the Mississippi River. That's man-made. So the insurance, folks, everywhere I go, the stories I'm reading of people not being able to afford houses now. The market of a house has skyrocketed in price and how to build one. Interest rates are up. Once you get all that taken care of and they tell you insurance and you go, hold up, because I'm going to tell you what, most young owners of homes, people that are buying their first home, they barely can afford to get in them. Let me tell you something else. I had a banker tell me this today. Not a banker, a guy he's been in the banking business too. He said, you know, when you buy a home, they want you to put 25% down. No, I'm sorry, let me back up. That's not true. What they want is they don't want your home note, your house note, to be more than 25% of what you make. You take a couple that makes $75,000 a year. Buying a home today, they're not going to be able to afford a home you couldn't afford before Joe Biden and them got in here, before we started running up all this debt during COVID. Because the interest rates are way up. And the houses are costing more. So now that $75,000 income between two people, $80,000, whatever you want to do, they're not going to be able to afford a home. And insurance is going to play a part in that too. You can't have 50% of where you live is you make this X amount of money and half your money goes to your house note. I mean, you ain't even eight yet. You throw in one car note, one. Okay? And all of a sudden, you price yourself out the market. You can't even buy one. That's not America. That's not the America we know, but they don't quit printing money. That's what it's causing. We don't get away from the Green New Deal and the climate change stupidity and ignorance. Folks, it's costing us. This is costing us. We're better than that. And not to mention we're getting rid of this president. He's going to be gone regardless. By the way, I got a theory on why he's fighting. People say, why is this guy fighting it? He don't want to leave. Well, you remember the Joe Biden crime family. When we get back, I'll tell you about that. 844-766-6607. Hey, don't forget the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Special guest at the end of the 10 o'clock hour, about 1047, Phil Barbaray. Superior Grill is going to join us. I know people in Lafayette are just, when are you open? We'll talk to him about where we are on that. Of course, there's great restaurants all around the state. Take a break. Be right back. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the fortified roofing system, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing right now. Go to HudcoRoofing.com. That's HudcoRoofing.com. Fill out the form, and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HudcoRoofing.com. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill.
When it comes to...
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. So, you know, I don't know if it was Rush that coined the phrase, or Bongino, they talked about the Joe Biden crime family. I don't know why I want to go back to Rush Limbaugh, but it could have been Bongino or anybody. And that everybody knows the history of these people. They know the history of shakedowns and things of that nature, the Biden family. And that's who they really are. These are not good people. These are not good people at all. Okay, they're just not. So people keep going and saying, well, Moon, why is this guy hanging in here? Why is Joe Biden, because the calls are getting louder and louder for him to step down. And I personally believe, you can call it conspiracy all you want to, I still think in all my heart that debate was designed for everybody to get mad at him. Not necessarily mad at him, but see what he's capable or lack of. And I really think it was to get rid of him. I think everything you're seeing is planned by these Hollywood types. I mean, I'm convinced of that now. So, okay, well, what is the problem? This guy is digging in. He ain't leaving. Well, folks, here's how this works. This is when the negotiations start. This is when the negotiations on how much money are you willing to pay Joe Biden for him to get out the way. Is it $1 billion? Is it $500 million? Is it $100 million? Because that's what I think is being negotiated right now. I'm convinced this crime family, and they are, this guy was never fit to be president, but he was never fit for a lot of reasons. Okay? And I saw an article, they're going out to drag Biden out of the White House, you know. No, they don't. No, not this family. This family's looking for a big payday. If they're going to have to walk out and they're going to have to leave, okay, they're going to leave with a big payday. They're not just leaving. This is how he's operated the whole time he's been in there. It's really, he's been a mafia type guy. He just has. His whole family is. All this stuff you read and see that this guy's done, always protected. Always protected. He's negotiating. Listen, the left and all these Hollywood elite and all the elite that want to absolutely control every part of your life. And that's what the Democrats, they're doing it through the banking industry. They're doing it through this global warming craziness. They're doing it through regulations. Everything is to control your life. Go watch what the Democrats are doing. So what they're doing now is they're going, we got to get Joe out. We're running out of time. And Joe knows every day he waits, the price goes up. There's no doubt in my mind there's a price. They just hadn't reached it yet. You're not dealing with somebody that's fair-minded. Well, you're not dealing with anybody with any kind of mind. But he's got a wife. He's not a dummy. They want to live high on a hog like the Clintons and Obamas cashed in when they got out. And Joe's not going to be going running around making a bunch of speeches. Unless people say, well, bring him in. Nobody listens to the speech anyway. Then they'll let Biden come in. Oh, we don't listen to the speech anyway. We're here to have a party and have a good time. Let Biden come in, clap for him, and nobody listens to him. Now, he might could do that. But he's negotiating. His family's negotiating how much everything they want. Everything. Hunter Biden's pardon, everything. Being negotiated with the people who actually run the show, the Obamas, the Soros, and people with a lot of money. That's what's going on. It's no doubt in my mind that's what's going on. The longer he waits, the more it goes up. Sooner or later, desperation's got to kick in. Sooner or later, the money people, the people that control Joe Biden, it kicks in and goes, man, what the hell you want? Tell me what you want. Joe's just sitting back there going, hey, baby, I don't know what they're talking about. Negotiate. All the Dems have called for Biden to drop out or raise concerns about his health. There were concerns about his health when he ran the first time. Some people say it's gotten worse. Maybe it has. Could you imagine it in 4 years? Could you imagine if Biden wins, it's the easiest shot for Kamala Harris to become president, and within the next year he drops out? They don't care what you think. They don't care what the people think in America. They've got so many people voting for them that don't understand what they're doing to them. They don't understand all the things that's going on. But it's one after another now coming out. And either saying he needs to drop out, he needs to look at his health issue, they want him out. And they want him out now. And every day that Joe stays in, the cost to get him out is going to go higher. They just hadn't reached his price yet, folks. I think they'll reach his price. But these are con artists. These are con artists. We got con artists running the country now. This guy can do anything he wants to do, people are going to vote for him. Or people are going to vote for the Democrat. And the Democrat, I love to see what I've been saying now for years. no matter what Democrat would take his place, there is no difference between them and Joe Biden when it comes to policies and what they really do in this country. But you can't tell stupid people that, because stupid people aren't going to listen. They ain't going to listen if you call them stupid. Well, they don't have to listen to me. Go look in the damn mirror. These people vote for Joe Biden. They watch it, what the country doing. Inflation, you can't buy anything. Vehicles, homes are ridiculous. Food price of costs have gotten ridiculous. All on this watch. Because Congress, led by the Democrat, won't quit spending money. Somebody just sent me, Moon, always follow the money. Yes, Biden's not out because they hadn't negotiated yet. We know what he is. The negotiations are going on right now, folks. They're going on right now. Every hour, every day that goes by, get closer to the convention. Joe's money can go up, up, up. Could you imagine? Just think about what I'm going to tell you. What they're going to do? Have a constant? They're going to have a convention, Democrat convention. Do you think they want Joe Biden stepping on the stage and giving a 30 or 40 minute speech or 20 minutes or 5 minutes, for God's sakes? They want him on that stage? What are people going to be clapping for? And go, just clap. Don't worry about what he said. Yay, yay. What did he say? He said, I'll go over there and I'm up. Hey, that's our president. Can you imagine putting him? They got to put him out there. They don't want him on the stage anymore. They got what they wanted. They got CNN to be nice to Trump and to take Biden out. They had to put Biden on the national stage. And they put him on a national stage, and this has created everything you're seeing now. But they did that because Biden won't leave. You don't think Joe Biden said, okay, $1 billion, $500 million, whatever it is. Whatever they to go, they want to be filthy rich. They want to live a life of luxury to the day they die. They want to be up there with the Clintons and Obamas who've really cashed in, going around speaking all over the world. And I knew Obama would cash in because he's helping bring the country down. We don't have to lose, folks. We don't. They don't want Joe Biden. Can you imagine? I'm just asking. Could you imagine Joe Biden giving the acceptance speech at the Democrat National Convention? I'm just saying, can you imagine him giving a well-rounded speech and everybody around the country go, yeah, I'm voting for Joe. And you go, what did Joe say? I don't know, but it sounds like it's pretty good. Do you understand anything he said? Hell no, but sound better than Trump. What are they going to do? Of course, they'll say, well, he was sick. He can't come do the speech today. We'll let Obama do the speech. May as well. He's been running the country for the last 4 years and doing a horrible job, I may add. All right, let's take a break. You're listening to the Moon Reform Show.
Everywhere you turn.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
House Democrats keep meeting in private. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News has some call for President Biden to stop running for re-election, but many still support him.
You had Steve Cohen, who's a Democrat from Memphis, who indicated that that he thought that there was no consensus there. And I talked to another Democrat off the record this morning who said, you know, we're still trying to figure this out.
Fox's Chad Pergram also reports.
A senior House Democratic leadership source says President Biden will not meet with congressional Democrats this week. The reason, the source said, quote, because he does not want to meet with people who will say things he does not want to hear.
Senate Democrats will have their own meeting soon. House Speaker Mike Johnson just said when it comes to the president's mental acuity,
the Democrats have misled us, and they need to be held accountable for that.
The Republican speaker calls President Biden unfit for office as the NATO summit starts today.
What we're projecting from the White House is not strength right now at a very dangerous time around the world.
The big focus of the NATO summit, Russia's war in Ukraine.
as search and rescue continues in five cities hit a missile attack Monday, killing 42 Ukrainians.
Ukraine's largest children's hospital was hit. Young cancer patients ran from the building, dragging their drips behind them. Doctors digging for survivors with their bare hands. President Volodymyr Zelensky urging that everyone should see what Russia is and what it is doing.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Zelensky has just arrived in Washington. He'll hold talks at the summit, pushing for more NATO support. We're just getting word former Senator James Inhofe has died. The Oklahoma Republican retired last year. He was 89. Closing arguments continue this morning at Democratic Senator Bob Menendez's bribery trial. And jury selection is just starting in New Mexico to put Alec Baldwin on trial, the actor charged with involuntary manslaughter after a gun went off in his hand while filming the movie Rust in 2021, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins. America's listening to Fox News.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and service by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Hey, you've heard me say that cell phone service with Pure Talk is half the cost of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text, plenty of data, and you think, okay, Hannity, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Just ask the thousands of listeners who have made the switch of mine, and they love Pure Talk and their U.S. customer service, the great coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. Dial #250, say the keyword save now to start saving now on your...
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPL.
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Should you buy? Should you sell? Where do you start? Join us each Tuesday morning at 7:30 for Real Talk About Real Estate. Our industry aces, Walter Campbell and Deborah Pierce with Keller Williams, offer advice for buyers, sellers, and investors. From flipping to financing, they'll answer your questions and share tips on how to do it right. Real Talk About Real Estate, Tuesday mornings at 7:30 on News Talk 96.5, KPEL, on air and on the app.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5, KPEL, or Town Square Media.
Hi, hello, welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great day to be alive, folks. If you get up, it's another great day to be alive. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. As we rock and roll, conventions are right around the corner. Top of the hour news, all about Biden, all about meetings. The media on the left is pretty slick. I don't see how they keep this guy afloat. I don't see how They let him speak at the Democrat National Convention where people are going to say, well, let me see if he's gotten any better. He's not going to get better. I don't know if he's gotten any worse since 2020, but if he has, can you imagine the next 4 years? Why don't they ask him, are you running for president? Or you think you'll serve out the 4 years? And the answer should be, no, I'm not. So that means Kamala Harris gets to be president by default. I hope the American people are paying attention. I don't know if they are, to be honest with you. I mean, I said I hope they are, but I don't know if they are. Anyway, now, Democrat strategy. You know, it's all over the news now. Most embarrassing Louisiana citizen we have, James Carville, is embarrassing. He's embarrassing the state every time he runs his mouth. The only guy that ESPN ever had to apologize for having on. He's embarrassing. He's despicable, as far as I'm concerned. Despicable. Boy, be all James. He don't mean all James. James Carville says Obama, Bill Clinton should lead the discussion on Biden's replacement. Yeah, of course. Obama's got to be a part of it. Hell, he's running it. But Carville don't see that because Carville don't want to see that. Carville likes to show his little names and his little pranks out there. He don't see what I'm telling you. Carville don't know that Obama's running everything. That's what I told you. They're going to end up blaming Joe for everything. And the average person is going to believe a James Carville who's a nut. You know, it's just funny to watch old Serpent Head. It really is. That guy, this guy's some kind of genius or something. Because he came up with, it's the economy stupid. Well, James, we can run, it's the economy stupid. It's the border stupid. It's the insurance crisis stupid. It's the job crisis stupid. It's the debt crisis stupid. It's inflation crisis, stupid. James, that's your guy. He's caused all these problems. I mean, the Republicans ought to put it all out there. It's the inflation, stupid. It's the job, stupid. It's the economy, stupid. It's the Green New Deal, stupid. It's the electric vehicle, stupid. All these things that this man has drove us into the ground. It's the fentanyl, stupid. It's the rape from illegals coming across, stupid. But I know it's the economy, stupid. It's real simple. It's a little bit more complicated, but man, they have ruined everything. Carville wrote an op-ed piece to New York Times. Vice President Kamala Harris could take down Trump. He don't really believe that. He just knows that Joe Biden is crushing the Democrats. Folks, remember, the guy won in his basement last time. He didn't run. He got more black votes than Barack Obama. None of that makes sense to us. He didn't even have to run. They knew how bad he was then. James Carville is all part of that. He's part of this leftist stupidity in this country. James Carville, just morally speaking, is not there. He's not there either. Clinton and Obama. Anybody seen Bill Clinton lately? Anybody? He says he wants the Democrat Party to hold four historic town halls between now and the Democrat National Convention. So he wants to go back to the Clinton and Obama years. And, of course, now he's got a NOLA shirt on, so he's embarrassing New Orleans. God have mercy. He's getting the slickest politicians ever, the guys that hurt us. Folks, I can't believe people don't see through this. Remember, no matter who Obama or Clinton would, quote, pick, they're going to control them. No matter who Obama and Clinton would pick, understand the policies of Joe Biden or the policies of Barack Obama would be the policies of somebody else who became president. And he's pushing Kamala. She locked up sex predators. Really? I mean, it's sad. They want to get rid of the president. I'm going back to my statement yesterday that I've said before, but I made it a big deal yesterday. Joe Biden was put on that stage on CNN to create exactly what the Democrats exactly what the Democrats wanted. They're doing everything they can to embarrass the guy that they love. Biden sent out a letter to fellow Democrats. Folks, somebody else wrote it. They're not putting this guy on stage at a convention for the national people to see if they were to somehow keep him. And not. They just not. And I still think they could replace, the only person they could replace Biden with that's not Kamala Harris is Michelle Obama. And the reason why I say that is because you got to take, you have a black lady, you can't replace him with a white dude. Newsom's out. They got to replace him with a black woman and they won't bicker at Michelle Obama. Because people think for some reason these people are moral high ground type people and they're not. They never have been and never will be. Including her, because Obama would run the show. Look what he did to health care. Look what he did to the border. Just look what they've done. It's amazing to continue to watch this. It's just amazing to continue to watch this. But every news story, everything you see now, this is all we're watching now is the Democrats figuring out what to do with old Joe. Joe is negotiating how much he'll take to leave. Joe's not young like Obama and Bill Clinton. Okay? He's not. He's not going to make a bunch of speeches. Matter of fact, like I said, if you want to let him speak and give him a bunch of money, you can, but ain't nobody going to listen. They're not going to listen to a national speech. I'm just telling you, they're not going to mention a national speech, show a national speech on TV for the Democrats. Hey, happening. Of course, AOC backs Biden. I don't tell you right there, Biden's not together because she ain't never been together. Folks, wait as the summer rolls on and we get toward the end of the month and we get toward the convention. It's going to all be interesting. It's all coming to a head soon, and it's just no way I see Biden standing when it's said and done. Unfortunately, almost every man has a price. Senior House Democrat urges Biden to leave the 2024 race. I mean, it's just so many people around him calling for him now. People that are raising money. Hollywood. The people who make up all this stuff. They're all calling for him to leave now. Every one of them. The people that are closest to him are the only ones sticking together because they have no choice. I mean, you got to have somebody that will stick together, and there's going to be people that are real close to him. By the way, y'all see this? I thought it was interesting, and I think there's a lot of truth to it. Degrees not worth the paper they're printed on. Only 36% of Americans believe college is worth the expense. I think there's a lot of truth to that. I bet you a lot of the people listening to the program, some of them got really good degrees and it's helped them tremendously, but a lot of them don't. And the price that we're paying and what the universities are giving us, you kind of wonder if it's invested. This all this green new line and stuff that we're doing, all comes out of the universities. Don't worry about how much debt you ran up, all coming out of the universities. So people are coming out of universities and they believe in this stuff. And then they become the owners of businesses, the CEO of companies. And that's why you see when a company does something and people get mad at it, they did it because of where they came from and what they were taught. I mean, 36% of the people believe college is worth the expense. That's a low, low number. That's a real low number in my book. Most people don't think it's worth the expense. It costs so much money now, so much debt. Those professors at these universities could care less. Was it old Big King was a president of LSU? He walked out there and said, "We ain't charging enough." I said, "Why you think that?" He said, "Look at the type of vehicles these people are driving." Just think if he walked out today and saw what athletes are driving with all the NIL deal, what he would think. And they getting their school paid for. I'm just saying. The university degree, is it worth the debt? And how many of you people have got a degree that when you're working in the working world, you didn't get paid nearly what you thought you was going to get when you came out of college? And I'm not down in education. Not at all. Get it. Anyway, we got to take a break. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. We'll take a break. Be right back.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A, like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
This is Moon Griffon. The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana wants install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Decision.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline is the number. If you want to be part of the program, check out MatthewJames.com, MatthewJames.com. I don't know if y'all been paying attention. Well, first of all, Jeff Bezos, who was living in Washington State, has now moved to Miami, Florida. He's a big leftist. He probably had a lot to do with last time's election. Big Joe Biden supporter, big Obama supporter, big leftist in the country. Now he's going to move to Miami, Florida. And he's going to save $1 billion in taxes by moving to Florida. See, these elitists, they take care of themselves. They run us, but they take care of themselves. Billionaire founder of Amazon. Okay? Has made headlines once again, not just for a massive stock sale, but for the substantial tax savings that come with his record move to Miami. And a series of transactions been caught the attention of financial analysts and tax experts alike. Bezos has sold and plans to sell a total of 75 million Amazon shares, worth approximately $13.5 billion at the current market price. The timing of the sale is particularly noteworthy. coming shortly after Bezos announced his departure from Seattle, Washington, where he had resided for nearly three decades. He said, I'm moving closer to my family. No, he's moving to save billions. That's what these states do. These states are all losing people. And people like this, but it's people like this that got them in the position they are. They're in now. But yet they're going to move out because they can afford. Average person can't move out of California and Washington and New York and Illinois. They just can't move. So I just think it's ironic. He's moving to a state now. He's moving to a state where he can make a lot of money. Just like other businesses. You know, he didn't, by the way, we missed out, folks. He did not come to Louisiana. $1 billion in taxes, he saved, by moving to a red state. Yet he does all he can to make every state a blue state. Biden supporter, Obama supporter. That this is what they do, folks. They so these rich elite that help the Democrats are so damn hypocritical. It's not even funny. All right, Louisiana will not have a veto session. Majority of House and Senate members turn in ballots to cancel the veto session that was automatically scheduled for July 13th. So, governor vetoed 27 bills from the regular session that ended in June, uses his line item veto to strike out portions of four budget bills. 33 senators out of 39 and 88 House members out of 105 turned in ballots declaring they didn't want a veto session. So there it is. There was really one big bill to overturn, but got to have guts to do that. But anyway, no veto session. No surprise, though. I didn't think they'd have a veto session. They don't want to. Even if it was important to have one, they wouldn't. They don't want to go back down there. They just don't want to go back down to Baton Rouge and go back down and have to work down there again. They feel like they've done their job this year. So anyway, tort reform bill, scratched. Most people said ain't going back. And I knew it was going to be like that. I could find out who wanted to have a veto session, but, you know, why? I mean, most all the senators didn't want to have a veto session. I mean, but totally controlled situation in the Senate with half-ass Henry, so I know they wouldn't go mess with it. By the way, have y'all been watching in France? You know, France has become such a little socialist country, big-time socialist country, as you know. So we have elections, and this is what happened here. As you grow government, as you teach people to depend on government, they get trained to get on government. So the worst thing France could have done, they did. French communist socialist bloc victorious after making deal with Macron to stop populist Le Pen party, says exit poll. Socialist communist New Popular Front Alliance has come out on top in the final round of snap legislative elections called by the president. So, in other words, France is taking a turn more to the left, more to big government. And by the way, this is natural. People start struggling, making a living. They turn to the government. So the government decides, okay, turn to us and y'all going to do what we say. And for a buck, people would do whatever they tell you. To survive, people would do whatever the government tells them to do. So what they do is they turn really close to communism. And you can sit here and say we're not heading that direction. I'm going to disagree with you because we're turning to whatever we're convinced. I know in our state, man, if you get a federal dollar and you get a state dollar, you go get it. You don't worry about it. And then when it comes to voting, you vote for you can get that money. And these people are voting for something that will hurt them in the long run. They're voting for more government, more regulations, more Green New Deal. They're voting for even more of it. That's what most people do. They actually turn out to do worse and make worse mistakes. That's what's happened. French communist socialists winning there. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hello, welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back. 844-766-6607, Matthew James. Business and Tax Reduction Hotline, MatthewJames.com, MatthewJames.com. Before I go back to the story of what's happening with the French, Biden critics inside the Democratic Party lay down arms. It's over. Democratic critics of President Biden are probably lamenting the dam is holding against calls for him to step aside as the party's 24th presidential nominee. Very few members will openly speak in favor of Biden stepping aside. This is according to House Democrat, said to Axios. As someone who wanted the reckoning and is disappointed that it's over, trust me, it's over. This week was the first week the members of Congress were back since the debate that shook Democrat confidence in Biden's ability to run and win the White House. Let me just say this, folks. If they don't move him, he said somebody's going to hurt somebody's feelings, but what the hell? If they don't move Joe Biden, and Joe Biden is voted president again in the United States of America, we, the American citizens, are flat out stupid. Well, I said we. I'm including myself. I get to vote too. I didn't vote for it. Don't matter. If we, the American citizens, don't beat Joe Biden in every state was stupid. People that vote for Joe Biden, I ain't going to tell you what I think of them, but how stupid can you get? You saw the man. He was put out there so they could remove him. I know I'm right on that. He was put out there so they could remove him. And some of the power players to be are going to fight for Biden to stay? If the Americans said, look, we made a mistake. I don't think we made a mistake. I stick with my guns. They cheated Trump. They cheated with these mail-in ballots. And these states gave in and judges gave in. Well, you know, they didn't want us to create chaos in the country. I mean, who would cheat in a presidential election? Of course, they could accuse Trump of the Russian collusion, which was a total lie from hell. Folks, think about the man you saw on the podium. And he's not running the country. Barack Obama ought to just say, I'm running the country. I got it under control. I'm doing it. Folks, we got a financial crisis. We got a border crisis. Tell me what's not in a fentanyl crisis. We're going to have a crisis in World War III if we're not careful when you put people like this as president. Mark my word, if he won and run and won, we are the dumb ones. I know people don't like to hear that. I ain't stupid. I'm voting for him. I ain't stupid. Don't think you are, but you are. This guy doesn't deserve to be president. He doesn't deserve to be anywhere in public. I'm just telling you, if this guy runs and this guy wins, I can't help people. We'll get what we deserve. A disaster for the United States of America because of the people we put in charge of government. Look at the bureaucracy that's been created by the left and the people in Washington. They're making all the calls on cars and what kind of cars you got to drive and electrical cars. People that were never elected. Congress does not vote for anything that makes a difference because the bureaucracy's running everything. They're running the border. They're running all this debt we're running up. We got to have it. They don't care. This is what a fundamental transformation, the words of the great legendary Barack, this is the transformation of America. Everybody can vote. No borders. We can run up all the debt we want to. Everybody got to drive an electric vehicle. Everybody got to save the planet. You don't have time to think. The Democrats are not going to let people think for themselves. They don't want you to think for this. They're thinking for you. They'll tell you how to live, how many children you can have, how much money you should make, what you should eat, what you should drink, how many times you flush the commode. Does that sound like a free country to you? Sounds like communist China. That's what we're voting on. Every year I hear, well, it's election. This election's a big one. Joe Biden, you want Joe Biden or the next person behind him, Obama, to keep putting Supreme Court justices and putting all these federal judges in place? The Republicans don't have the guts to stop them, although they probably can't stop them because all that goes through the Senate. We got two liberal Marxist wackos from Georgia in the Senate. And I'm talking about nuts. Why did Georgia, a southern state, do this? Well, you can't, I just can't imagine. I don't understand. We all do stupid things. This stuff is getting serious. You want your car prices to keep skyrocketing, your food price? They're not going to stop it, folks. They're not going to stop doing what they're doing because they're in charge now. They can do this. The bureaucracy's running the country now. They're not elected. These folks are not elected. At all. The ones running, and they're growing the bureaucracy more every day. Their retirement's better than yours. I'm just telling you. When I saw, well, but the end of mutiny is versus Biden is over, looks like to me it's just cranking up. That's the example of the party. And I told y'all this last week. Joe Biden is us. Confused. Days going in the wrong direction. Don't care about anything. Cares about power only. Wants to control your life. He's us. Joe Biden represents us. Joe Biden says who the United States of America is right now. If the election was legal, if they didn't have all this. Only the six swing states stopped counting votes. None of that's normal. None of that was normal. the mail-in ballots, none of that was normal. 6 feet distance from a virus. Boy, that did a lot. Paper mask. It was all 2020, folks. It's been weird since. I can't believe a person out there that's black or white, Democrat, Republican, can look you in the mirror, look in the face and go, yeah, I'm a Biden guy. Really? What's he stand for? What has he done? All this fake money in the economy that's keeping it going? All that's going to play out, folks. All this extra money they're printing in Congress, it's all going to play out. Then what? He's going to print a bunch more money to make it better and print a bunch more. That's what they happen in France. These people are struggling. We're going to take a break when you get him on. These people are struggling. Huh? Just put him on hold. We're going to take the break. So anyway, people are struggling in France. What do? They turn the government. More of it, a lot more of it. Because they really feel like this is the only people that can help them. They're going to hurt them. That's what's happening here. All right, when we get back, folks, we'll be blessed. Great business guy here in the state of Louisiana, Phil Barbaray. Superior Grill, I know the people in Lafayette are anxiously waiting for an opening, but there's all kind of places you can go to for Superior Grill and other areas, but it ain't long. I'll talk to Phil when we get back. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. My friends at Shoemaker Homes have done it again. They just released the one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Shoemaker Homes that features four beds and two and a half beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You ever dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website, SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
This is Moon Griffon. If you're a business owner, I'd love for you to advertise on the Moon Griffon Show. The statewide network reaches so many people each day. I've lost count. We're running a summer ad special, so now is the time to get in on the offer. Go to moongriffon.com and click on advertise. That's moongriffon.com and click on advertise. Fill out the form and someone will get back to you within a few hours. MoonGriffon.com. Click on advertise, and I'll see your business on the Moon Griffon Show. It's Moon Griffon. Welcome back, Moon Griffon Show, 844-766-6607, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. We are joined on the hotline by Mr. Phil Barbaray, owner of Superior Grill. And first of all, Phil, it's always good to get you on air. I know it's kind of tough, and I know you're busy as hell, but I know you are, man. I know, but the most anticipated question is, when is Superior going to open in Lafayette? I think it's been more anticipation on this business in the 10 years I've been here for the opening. Just kind of give us a little. I know you can't give us a date yet, but give us a little bit of how's it going and how close are you?
Right. It's going to be next week, Moon. You know, it's kind of organized chaos right now. We're still doing our training. You know, are we going to be ready next week? Probably not, but we're going to go ahead and probably move on forward with it. You know, I don't know if you're ever really ready. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just kind of like getting married. You're never really sure, right? You ask someone to marry you, okay? But you do it, right?
Yeah.
A leap of faith, okay? And that's what we're going to have here. But it looks like it'll be next week. Wow. You know, probably middle of next week.
Okay. No, I appreciate you telling people, because I'm telling you, you know, because you if gracious enough to do advertising with, I hear it all over the place, especially here, when they open. I said, look, I made Mr. Phil a promise. He said he ain't going to mess with my radio show if I don't mess with his Superior Grills. So I said, I'm staying out of his way.
I don't know. After building this thing, how about that summer special that you're having right now? Maybe I need to get that, okay?
No, you.
Hey, on advertising.
Yeah, you're not eligible. No, you. I'm just kind of laughing a little bit, but I know y'all ready, and I know a lot of people have been driving up and down College Saloon and saying, "Well, I'm seeing people around and I'm seeing people there." But you do things a little different than a lot of people because you've done this a lot. But you guys have been practicing.
Well,
guys have been preparing and practicing, so you will be ready. Talk a little bit about what goes into process, because you guys are just not opening a restaurant and say, well, we'll see how good it is.
Well, it's about a two-week process, really, you know, to educate the servers on, you know, food and what we do. And then you're producing it from the kitchen to let them see it and eat it. It's not a real inexpensive way of training, but that's just what we do. And so we give them some live, and they're waiting on each other and writing tickets and seeing how it's coming out of the kitchen and running food. And we're teaching them how to carry trays, which a lot of them are used to having food runners, and we have them, but they got to be able to carry a tray as well. They can't rely on a food runner. So we go through the whole process, and, you know, it's just about a two-week process, really. And so we train it during the day and at night. So if you're working somewhere during the day and you're off at night, you can come train or vice versa. And so when you get 130-ish, probably, maybe 135, that's about what we have here, it just takes a little coordination to get everybody going down the right path.
Well, 135 employees. I mean, that is. Now, I think when me and you had talked about this before, Phil, you've done it. Y'all do a unique deal in the fact that you got a lot of experienced people when you go open a restaurant, but you got a lot of new people, and you try to mix them good enough so they can learn from the experienced people.
Right. We'll bring in some people from our other restaurants to help ease the strain, I guess, plus give backup to the guys that are going to be here permanently. And so it's a good mix, but you got to have that. You know, we got a lot of people in this kitchen, but we'll bring in some other guys too that got a lot more experience of pushing this food out and what have you. And so, you know, if you have an onslaught, you know, you still need to get your food out in a timely manner. And so, and you want a server that kind of knows what's going on, but, it's just an education process and a process of, you know, repetition. They're a little bit slower on the computers and what they'll be. Yeah, just like I say, it's just kind of a repetition process, and they'll get it. You know, they'll get it. It won't take long because you wait on enough tables, you figure it out pretty quick.
It's a big question, Phil. I know, and I think you know, y'all have had some delays in opening. We were hoping you open a while back, but it didn't happen. So the next week, but the anticipation here is off the roof. I mean, it's off the chart. How do you work through that, knowing anticipation is so big? And I know you enough to know you're here working your butt off with everybody else because you want the anticipation to be matched. You want people to leave and say, we'll be back, and we'll be back a bunch. How do you match that?
Right.
Because the employees get nervous, or you just tell them, hey, do your job. That's all you got to do. How do you match that anticipation that's here?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing, focusing on what you got to do. You know, we know the food's going to be good enough. It's not a question of what we're producing. It's just a matter of being able to get it out to the customer in a timely fashion. you know, it's hard to match expectations. Sometimes they're real unrealistic, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you know, it's still just a meal, right? It's just a drink or whatever. And sometimes expectations kind of, you know, they put you on a pedestal, and you know, sometimes it's hard to really deliver on what expectations are. You know,
you know why I asked that question? That was a setup question for mm-hmm. Phil. I don't want people mad at me.
Well,
I don't want people mad at me, Phil. That's why I come by to see you, man.
You're going to say, I don't warranty what goes on there, okay? I get it. You're just a messenger, right? But we've got a lot of years behind us. We've done it multiple times. It's not unlike what we've done in the past. Is it as good opening day? Is this going to be in 6 months? No.
No, I get it.
It's going to be a lot better in 6 months. Okay, it is. I mean, and therefore, you know, when you have a few people come in and we use them as guinea pigs to just give some people some additional work. And, you know, it's just, it is what it is. But for sure, it'll get better and better as we're open. But we appreciate the people coming and being patient to a certain extent, just knowing that it's a process.
Now, Phil, when you open, and I want people to know this, and you can tell me, it's 7 days a week, 10:30, 11 to whenever, hour wise.
Yeah.
When you open, I'm taking it every restaurant. You got them in Baton Rouge. You got one in New Orleans. You got Shreveport. You got your steakhouse. Hours stay pretty much the same everywhere. And I know it's 7 days, and you can handle crowds. You cater. You're going to do all that, correct?
Oh, yeah, of course. We'll definitely do off site catering. On site, we have meeting rooms here for small gatherings of 30, 40, 45 mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. But we open up at 11 and every day, 7 days a week, and we'll stay open the entire day till closing, which is normally about 10 o'clock during the week, 11 o'clock on the weekends. We close 2 days a year. That's Christmas and Thanksgiving. And that's been our policy for many, many years now. Yeah, so you don't have to worry about coming by and saying, are they open? Are they not open? We're going to be open every day.
When the sign goes up next week, whatever day that is, and I'm sure y'all trying to wean that down pretty close, but when that sign goes up, we are open. Y'all open. And then you come in there every day and eat.
Yep.
And I tell people all the time, they're going to enjoy the food. Atmosphere is great. The food's even better. They kind of go hand in hand. But I think in your case, I've been at every one of your restaurants multiple times. I always thought the thing about y'all was the consistency of the food and the service. And if this Lafayette location on College Saloon does what it's supposed to, it's going to be just as consistent here as it's been everywhere else.
Well, we certainly would think that. I don't know why we would not be able to kind of ride what we've done in the last 40 years and bring it here. Lafayette's got a lot of culture here. Got a lot of eating and drinking. They enjoy going out,
yep.
which is kind of what we're presenting. You know, we're presenting Mexican food in a little bit different environment than what they've been used to here in town.
No doubt about it. They're going to love it. It's going to be great. And by the way, Phil, I'm not worried about my reputation because I don't have a good one, so it can't go down. I'm going to let you know that it can't go down, Mr. Phil.
Well, I don't know. I mean, everybody knows you, okay?
I know that's not always
good. Bad and ugly, right?
Yeah, that's not always good. Phil Barbaret's Superior Grill, and you folks in Lafayette that are waiting, Shreveport and New Orleans and Baton Rouge, they enjoy it every day. Just be cool for another week or so. Lafayette's right around the corner. Phil Barbaret, thanks, Phil. Always a pleasure, man.
Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. All right, God bless. All right, we got to go. We got to get out of here. We stick around for another hour if you want to. Listen to me, moongriffon.com. Listen live. Another hour to go. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.